At Cherry & Vava, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Vavas from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry & Vavas. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry & Vava, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry & Vava for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry & Vava.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
I've been talking about the Second Amendment. I've been talking about the governor of Pennsylvania and these other states, too. They're limiting our Second Amendment freedoms by saying that gun stores are not essential. But I'm very, very happy to welcome to the program a great guest who's written a lot on the subject, Stephen Gutowski. Steve, I want to welcome you to the show officially for the first time. I know it won't be the last time. So good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. By the way, did you go by Steve or Stephen? That's the first thing I got to figure out.
Stephen.
Steven. All right, good. So my son's Patrick. I make him go by Patrick versus Pat. So that's good. I respect that, by the way.
Nice.
You have been writing extensively over at the Washington Free Beacon about how the Pennsylvania Supreme Court had, they greenlit the mandatory gun store closures that Governor Tom Wolf had ordered. Give us just a background for those that don't know on what the governor ordered in Pennsylvania and what the case was about.
Yeah, so the governor has ordered all of what he has determined to be non-life-sustaining businesses to close. This has actually affected my own family. My father's contracting business has been closed now near Philadelphia. And he doesn't include gun stores in that list of life-sustaining businesses. So they're being forced to close as well. There was an emergency challenge to this, try and block the order as it applies to gun stores. But basically, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court denied that order, that request to block the order. So it's gone into effect now, and the gun stores in Pennsylvania are closed.
Is there any relief that the United States Supreme Court could offer?
Yeah, that is one of the options. The plaintiffs in the case could appeal on an emergency basis to the Supreme Court, although it would be a long shot. It's not something very common for the Supreme Court to do, mm-hmm. although this is obviously not a very common event happening right now. So you could see that happen, absolutely.
It just seems to me, for example, if I believe there was going to be social unrest and there's going to be a Great Depression coming and I wanted to protect my family, which I have a constitutional right to do, I have no way now to exercise that right because the gun stores are closed. I mean, I don't know. It seems to me like it's the equivalent of saying, well, we don't consider the media to be essential, so people don't have the ability to get their news now. The journalists don't have the ability to get their message out under the First Amendment. If gun stores are the vehicle by which we have to exercise our Second Amendment freedom, to order them closed then is literally now obstructing a constitutional right.
Yeah, that's essentially what the dissent in the case said. There were three justices that joined the dissent out of the seven justices, so this was basically a split decision. To deny this request. And, obviously the constitutional issues certainly complicate things. We all know that the virus is a very legitimate threat. So I think most people are on board with a lot of the steps that are being taken, but there are these thorny constitutional issues because, especially in Pennsylvania, because Philadelphia, for example, has announced that they're no longer making certain kinds of arrests for nonviolent crimes. And then at the same time, they're not allowing people to go and buy guns to protect themselves. So, right. You know, it raises a lot of issues.
Yeah, it really does. And again, they are the vehicle by which it's the only option I have to be able to protect myself, right, is to buy a gun from a gun store. I can't get them any other way, despite all the, you know, the myths out there of how easy they are to get online. That's not true. And I feel like this is one of those times when a state is trying to stop what is a federally protected right in the Constitution. I would hope the federal courts could intervene here. So where does the case stand now? Has a brief been filed with the Supreme Court? Has an appeal been filed?
Not as of yet. There has been some talk that the governor might amend his order, as they've done in places like Illinois or Virginia. You know, everyone's still trying to figure out how these things are going to work, because we haven't had to ever do these kinds of shutdowns in the last 100 years. In the United States. So people are still trying to work their way through how to do it. New Jersey shut down their background check system altogether, so it's literally impossible to buy a gun there. But Illinois has made an exception for gun stores. Virginia is allowing businesses to stay open if they have 10 or fewer people in the business at a time, including gun stores. So, you know, we still have to work out how this is going to actually work in practice. And you might very well see a challenge go to the Supreme Court. I would think New Jersey's order is probably going to end up there, because it's even stricter than Pennsylvania's. There really isn't any way for someone to legally purchase a gun in this entire state right now. There's still, right. You know, you can still do private sales in Pennsylvania, but there's obviously huge constitutional questions with all this.
Yeah, there really are. And these are unprecedented times. And I'll tell you what, Stephen Gutowski, I really feel like these governors, they're Democrats. They're not in any way, shape or form supporters of the Second Amendment. And I feel like they're using this opportunity, quite frankly, to try to disarm the population as best they possibly can under this. And, you know, the other question I have is, under some of these executive orders, could they demand people turn over their AR-15s, for example?
I don't think so, because it's hard to there would be very limited justification for any sort of connection between possession of a gun and spreading the virus. The reasoning here is that, you know, obviously they're closing all kinds of stores, and they're just not making gun stores part of the essential group of businesses. And so there hasn't been any move to do something like that anywhere.
Well, didn't Murphy put in something in his executive order, the governor of Jersey, about societal, to keep societal unrest or something like that? Like, that was one of the points that he was making. Yeah.
Yeah, certainly some of the government officials in places like California and New Jersey have said, you know, they don't want people panic buying guns because they think that's dangerous.
Right.
So there have been comments like that, but there hasn't been any action on that front in terms of, like, confiscating guns or anything like that.
That's good. It just, you know, the power that these governors have in these emergency situations is it's amazing. And I feel like there's no real check on them other than us at the polls. But, you know, for my state of Jersey, it's lost. But hopefully Pennsylvanians can at least wake up and, you know, do the right thing come next year, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, I appreciate coming on the show. I appreciate you writing about this. Where can people follow you, Stephen?
You can find me on freebeacon.com, and I'm also on Twitter at STEPHENGUTOWSKI.
Oh, excellent stuff. I appreciate the insight. Stephen Gutowski, staff writer at the Washington Free Beacon. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.